It's 28 to 8. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, success for Australia in the French Open.
Yes, sacre bleu. It's Casey Delacroix, who promised something special ahead of this tournament, albeit in the singles. She shared the mixed doubles title with her American partner, Scott Lipsky. The pair were unseeded at Roland Garros, and that's something that in part would reflect Delacroix's long absence from the sport through injury. But in the final, they beat no less the number one seeds, Katarina Srebotnik and Nenad Zimonjic, and they won via a super tiebreak. Needless to say, Delacroix was just a bit chuffed, sporting a grin like a split melon, kissing the cup and saying she never thought she'd win a Grand Slam title, and guess what? Now she has. And Francesca Schiavone probably thought that thought the same this time last year, and now she's got a second chance to win. Overnight she beat Maria Sharapova in their women's singles final and will now play Li Na, who again finds herself on the cusp of history, the first Chinese tennis player to win a Grand Slam title. The men's semi-finals are on tonight. Roger Federer against Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray playing Rafael Nadal. In Australian football, Essendon will be without Joe Watson and Michael Hurley for what could be a telling game against Melbourne at the MCG tonight. The Demons were accused of playing bruise-free football last week against Carlton, an insult if ever there was one. Five players will certainly be feeling a bit bruised by the selection process at Melbourne, all dropped. But notable inclusions are young talents Tom Scully and Jack Trengrove. And the big selection news, though, is at Geelong, where the Cats, playing against Footscray at home tomorrow, have axed the Tomahawk, Tom Hawkins, and also Cameron Mooney. Both players taking up a lot of space in the forward line this year, but with little to show for it. And just to stir the pot a bit more in rugby league territory, the AFL has confirmed what's been known informally for a while. It's been approached by as many as 8 mungos about their following Carmichael Hunt and Israel Folau into the Australian game. And in rugby league, Darren Lockyer plays his last ever NRL game in Sydney tonight for Brisbane against Cronulla Sutherland. In the other game, Parramatta against St George Illawarra, Jared Hayne gets a chance to show the new New South Wales State of Origin coach, Ricky Stewart. He should be picked to play in the next big rep game. Plenty of sport around the country, Fran. We've got Super Rugby, the Rebels are playing tonight, and Queensland with a big game against the ACT, and a soccer international also on this weekend, Australia playing New Zealand. The mouse that rules in the last World Cup. I'll be back with more sport on Monday.
Have a great weekend, a big weekend in sport. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 25 to 8 on Radio National Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.